Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
So I guess for our first episode, let me ask you, Amy and Erica, what does positivity mean to you?
Ooh.
And I'll start by answering my own question, because that's the type of person I am. Something that I've had to think about a long time is, like, positivity to me isn't like fake happiness. It's not like a smile that I paste on my face and pretend like everything's okay. It's more of just like, so I studied, and I still do, Zen and like Zen meditation. And for me, positivity is like looking at a thing and saying like, well, that happened, and like accepting that it did. And like that it is now fact that that thing happened, and how I react to it is up to me. And like that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, positivity isn't always being happy. To me, it's about how you react to the world and the situations that are put in front of you, and being able to look on the brighter side of things and be able to imagine that things will be great and okay.
The ability to hold those different ideas in your head, that does seem like it's the core, because positivity, like you've both said, isn't just being one thing all the time. We are stuck with sort of an overwhelming to bewildering array of information and states of being that are going on all the time. So the only choice that we do have is which parts to pay attention to and how we frame it for ourselves. So positivity is looking, to me, is looking for those sides, looking for the things that energize you, because you can't control all of the information out there. You can't change everything. But you can exercise choice in how you direct your mind a certain amount of the time. And when you can do it in a way that improves your feelings about the world, you've succeeded in being positive.
Yeah, I used to tweet all the time, like saying, like, have a great day. And then I realized, like, it's okay if you don't have a great day. Like, you know, you're gonna have the day that you have. And I think being okay with that. And because that's the thing, I used to kind of be really hard on myself when I wasn't like fully appreciating the moments I was having. Like, for example, when BB was born, like, I would get frustrated at myself because there would be moments where it's like, this is magical. I'm holding a tiny baby in my hands and I'm frustrated. Why is this? Why am I feeling so bad? And then once I kind of said, like, you know, this is how I'm feeling and that's okay. Like, that was positivity for me. It's like, it's okay that I'm feeling this way, and I don't have to pretend like I'm feeling some way else, and letting myself feel this way makes me feel better, and that's positivity for me.
Yeah, yes. I think being okay with how you're feeling and being cognizant of how you're feeling is a huge part of it. And it's not about being the best, it's about hoping for the best and believing that the best is possible.
Yeah, and being okay if the best doesn't happen. Like, that's the thing, yeah, it's like, I would love it if every day was better than the next, but that's just not the way it happens, you know what I mean? Sometimes you wake up sick, sometimes you wake up feeling depressed and you don't want to do anything, and, you know, you need to have a quiet day where you don't get anything accomplished, and like, okay.
And then you have to not yell at yourself for needing to have a quiet day, because that is a normal part of human life.
Right.
It's positivity is important to me. Like, I've been sort of, I don't know how deep we're going on this, but I've been made fun of by friends in the past for the fact that I've chosen, like, enthusiasm is what I lead with to the world. But part of the reason that I lean into that is that I am incredibly good at doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't stop my brain from finding the, like, worst case scenario and, you know, going in these other directions. But what I've been able to learn from that is, if it's possible for me to artificially get stuck in the bad side of things, that proves to me that my perceptions of the world aren't the whole world. And that means I do have a choice. And that means I can look for the good and I can spin around my perspective on things. So if that makes sense, that's the search for those cool things that keep you going is a response to this fact that many other kinds of states of being and emotions exist. It doesn't wipe them out, but it is about sort of emphasis and the ability to kind of take back what you want to get out of the world with your choices in your brain. I don't know.
There's this kind of, there's this meditative technique that seems kind of backwards at first, but basically it's like breathing in, like, you know, imagining taking in negative energy and breathing out positive energy, sending out positive energy. And for a long time, I was like, but don't I want to take in positive energy? Like, don't I want... And then I realized, so the reason that I tend to tweet out positive things is, like, if I wake up feeling bad or feeling negative in some way, I find that rather than trying to make myself feel positive, spreading positivity to others and seeing its impact on them then makes that within myself. So, like, most of the time, those positive tweets are the things... I'm kind of also saying to myself, you know what I mean? Like, so it's not that I'm pretending to be positive. It's that I'm choosing, rather than to hover over the negative feelings that I'm feeling, to say, like, here's a message that maybe people who are feeling the same way I'm feeling would like to hear right now.
Yeah, I do the same thing. You know that expression, fake it till you make it? It's not about plastering a fake smile on your face and just pretending that everything's all right. It's just sort of putting out there the things that you want to see in the world. And sort of by doing that, it comes back to you, because honestly, seeing other people be happy helps me with whatever I'm feeling. And then also interacting. I know that with interacting with other people like Amy or you will get me on the right track and immediately click my headspace into something better than what I was feeling before. So just knowing, maybe that's not for you, but knowing what does bring you to your happy place is really important.
Yeah, looking for your specific fuel. Sometimes it's engaging with other people. Sometimes it's not engaging with other people. But the thing that I love about sort of overemphasizing, like, what you choose to pay attention to here is not that what I love about it is what you said, where you put the good thing out in the world and you see other people's responses. And that's not fake. That is a real thing that just happened. And it happened because you chose to lean into that and you've put a good thing in the universe. And so no one is requiring for you to answer whether that outweighs other stuff, but it is sort of a factual, objective part of the universe that you just shaped with your actions. And that's something pretty nice to hold on to.
We are manipulating the universe. That's wild.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.